Welcome to the Sports Report for Tuesday, December 3rd. I'm Mark Daniels. The Seattle Seahawks are the first to get in to the NFL postseason, clinching a playoff spot with a convincing Monday night victory at Quest Field, routing the New Orleans Saints 34-7. Former Wisconsin Badger Russell Wilson throws for 310 yards and three touchdowns, adds 47 yards on the ground as he leads the Saints to an NFL best 11-1 record.
Monday night against a great football team, the New Orleans Saints. They have a great defense. Obviously, they have an unbelievable offense. And for us to come out in that fashion and win that game the way we did was pretty awesome.
That is 14 straight at home for Seattle. As for the Saints, they fall to 9-3 as Drew Brees is able to muster only 191 yards of offense against a Seattle D that is every bit as good as advertised.
They don't have any weak links. They're very good up front. They're very good at the linebacker position. They're very good in the secondary. They put it all together, and they play very, very well together within their scheme. Obviously, they play extremely well at home.
Green Bay Packers have signed running back Khalil Bell, the former UCLA product, tweeting, "I'm a Packer" on Monday. Green Bay down a running back with Jonathan Franklin, another former Bruin, placed on injured reserve over the weekend, leaving Eddie Lacy and James Starks as the only available halfbacks to go along with John Kuhn in the backfield. Bell was with the Jets in training camp this summer but hasn't played this fall. But in December of 2011, as a member of the Chicago Bears, he rushed for 121 yards against the Packers at Lambeau Field. Green Bay will have to cut a player to make way for Khalil Bell onto the roster. We may get another update on the status of Aaron Rodgers Tuesday afternoon. Head coach Mike McCarthy postponed Monday's press conference and will hold it Tuesday afternoon. And Rodgers' availability for the Falcons game should be clarified somewhat. Aaron is one day shy of 1 month removed from suffering the fracture of his collarbone against the Chicago Bears. Packers have not won a game since, 0-4-1, heading into the Sunday game against Atlanta. Another NFL note, John Fox is back at work with the Denver Broncos a month after undergoing heart surgery.
I feel tremendous. Obviously, the doctors feel good about me getting back to work. I actually would have preferred to have been back sooner, but... there was a pretty hard deadline of 4 weeks post-surgery, and I honored that, and here I am.
Fox said interim coach Jack Del Rio and the entire staff did a heck of a job keeping the train rolling. The Broncos at 10-2, the best record in the AFC. In college football, Washington Huskies coach Steve Sarkisian is heading back to Pac-12 rival USC, where he was an assistant with the Trojans for 7 years over two separate stints. Sarkisian hired away to replace Lane Kiffin, who was fired early in the season. Interim coach Ed Orgeron went 6-2 with the Trojans, but resigned when he learned that Sarkisian was coming to Los Angeles. Wisconsin Badger linebacker Chris Borland was named the Big Ten Linebacker of the Year, headlining postseason honors for 14 Badgers, named to all-conference teams from first team to honorable mention. Wide receiver Jared Abradera, second year in a row, first team at wideout. Ryan Groy was named to the first team offensive line by the Big Ten coaches. And James White and Melvin Gordon were the tandem for the backfield on the All-Big Ten second team. To college basketball, 14th-ranked Connecticut beat number 12 Florida 65-64. Shabazz Napier hitting the game-winning shot at the buzzer from the free-throw line. Number 18 Iowa State beat Auburn 99-70. Wisconsin Badgers climbing into the top 10 in both polls this week, now at 8-0, ranked 8th in the AP, 9th in the coaches. Badgers take part in the ACC Big Ten Challenge Wednesday at Virginia. Cavaliers will be coming to Green Bay on Saturday to take on the Phoenix. And Kiefer Sykes of Green Bay, named the Horizon League Player of the Week for the second time in 3 weeks, averaged over 24 points a game in 3 games during the Great Alaskan Shootout, went over 1,000 points for his career, 6th time he's been awarded the Horizon League Player of the Week in his career, and that's the most ever in Green Bay program history. In the NBA, the Milwaukee Bucks now at 3-13, tied with the New York Knicks with the worst record in the league, but they're back in action as they take on the Celtics in Boston on Tuesday night. Two of the three Bucks victories this year have come against Boston. On Monday night, the Washington Wizards beat the Orlando Magic 98-80. Trevor Ariza going off for 24 points as he leads the Wizards back to a 500 record.
It's just something that we knew that we can do. We're not satisfied again. We want to continue this winning thing, make it a tradition around here, and go forward from there.
New Orleans Pelicans needed three overtimes to put away the Chicago Bulls, 131-128. Ryan Anderson at 36, but it was Drew Holiday who hit a three-point play the old-fashioned way with 1 second left. Surprised it broke that wide open.
I was. That was an incredible play. Coach drew up an incredible play. I don't think I've ever been that wide open going to the lane in the last 4 seconds. Probably ever.
San Antonio Spurs beat the Atlanta Hawks 102-100. The old man still got it. Tim Duncan hitting the game-winning jumper with just 0.4 seconds left.
Great play call by Pop, and came off a belly set, a really good screen, and got a little distance and just fired and hoped for the best.
And it went down. The Utah Jazz got 29 from Gordon Hayward, beating the Houston Rockets 109-103. Portland Trailblazers over the Indiana Pacers 106-102. LaMarcus Aldridge with 28 points as we rose to the challenge.
We knew that they were, you know, going to be consistent, and you know they played well, you know, but we just, you know, just stay with our defense. Paul George made some tough shots, but in the end, you know, it just came back, you know, to be on our side.
The Blazers 15-3. That's just the second loss for Indiana against 16 victories. On the ice, the Winnipeg Jets beat the New York Rangers 5-2, scoring three goals in the third period. Ole Jokinen had a pair for the Jets, and he said the end of the bench finished the game strong.
He played well, and that fourth line was very effective for us tonight. You know, they had a lot of good chances there in the second period, and after Rangers were pressing hard there, they were able to kind of shift the momentum for us there at the late of the second period with a couple of good shifts. So they play well.
Montreal Canadiens beat the New Jersey Devils 3-2. The Minnesota Wild shutting out the Philadelphia Flyers 2-0. Josh Harding with 21 saves, and he had to make a diving save to preserve that shutout.
Desperation. You know, you see an empty net and you see a guy with a puck. You know, just throw your body over and, you know, it hit me. So, you know, fortunately I stayed out, but, you know, it's just one of those ones where no skill to that one. You just, you know, got lucky.
Better lucky than good. The Los Angeles Kings get by the St. Louis Blues 3-2. A couple of baseball trades. The Detroit Tigers are sending 14-game winner Doug Fister to the Washington Nationals for utility man Steve Lombardozzi, left-handers Robbie Ray and Ian Kroll. And the Baltimore Orioles are sending their closer Jim Johnson to the Oakland A's. Johnson saved 101 games for Baltimore over the past 2 years due to make over $10 million in arbitration. The Orioles, in exchange, will get Oakland second baseman Jamile Weeks, the younger brother of Milwaukee Brewers second baseman Ricky Weeks. And there's your sports report. I'm Mark Daniels.